Hi, it's Dave. So guys, we're on the cusp of something really, really big. And I think robotaxis are actually just the beginning. What we're seeing is we're seeing the emergence of robots that are becoming more capable than humans. And eventually, robots will probably be able to do almost everything that that humans do physically and maybe do it better. This is exciting and concerning at the same time. In this video, I'm going to be sharing kind of what I think is going to become one of the biggest revolutions in history, and that is the robot plus AI revolution together. All right, let's take a quick look from a tweet by Elon Musk here. He says, a major part of real-world AI has to be solved to make unsupervised, generalized, full self-driving work, as the entire road system is designed for biological neural nets with optical imagers. And then you have Lex Fridman. He's saying that driving is a real-world Turing test. All right, so here's what Elon Musk is saying. He's saying, in order for Tesla to solve autonomous driving, they had to solve a large part of real-world AI. And that's basically navigating through the real world, understanding, right, the real world. And then Lex Fridman replies and says, hey, driving in a car is actually a real-world Turing test. So what does this mean? So a Turing test is basically a test that has decades and decades of history, where when people first imagined artificial intelligence many years ago, the idea was that computers would eventually get so good at whether it's writing or talking or video, etc., that humans couldn't distinguish the difference between a computer, let's say, communicating versus a human communicating. So if a computer passes the Turing test, what that means is the computer has tricked a human being into thinking that the computer is actually human. Or in other words, the human can't tell the difference whether it's a computer or a human talking. That's how good a computer has become. Now, the Turing test is basically the gold standard of what really AI can accomplish. And typically, the Turing test has applied to text, right, when you're reading something, or audio, when you're hearing something, right, generated by a computer, or even video, something that's shown by a video that a computer AI has generated. However, the Turing test can also be applied to driving. And what that means is when you're looking at a car that's driving, you can't tell the difference between if that's a robot driving, right, or a computer driving versus a human. And to the extent that, let's say, Tesla can solve full self-driving and it can drive as good, if not better, let's say, than a human being, then that's basically Tesla solving or passing the Turing test with driving. Still, driving is a narrow AI application, meaning it's just with driving. It's not necessarily your car is going to be able to cook for you and do laundry and do a bunch of your chores. It's still just focused on one task. However, the task of driving is actually fairly general in scope because it requires navigating the real world. And the computer and the vision system, the whole AI system, needs to know all of the objects in that real world. It needs to identify what's a person, what kind of person, how fast is that car going, or that is that a bush, or is that a truck? And they need to distinguish between all of the objects, how far the objects are, how fast the objects are moving, and understand the complete world, the physical world that AI, the robot's in, and then they need to know how to interact with that world, right, in a safe way. And this is actually quite profound for a computer robot to be able to do all of these things. And what we're at the cusp is we're at the cusp right now of a car robot that's powered by powerful neural nets to be able to drive as good as a human, eventually much better than humans, passing the Turing test for driving. And so this poses a question: if robots plus AI can pass, let's say, the Turing test for driving, when will, right, robots plus AI be able to pass the Turing test for other things? And what will robots plus AI not be able to do in the future? I think there are a couple of limitations here right now that we're facing, or obstacles or challenges. One is we have AI, or the brains, right, of whatever we put in the computer, is developing very fast. However, compute power is still a major limitation, meaning we're not able to have as complex neural nets as the neural net in our brain. And largely that's due to the limitations of current compute power. However, as compute power grows, and it grows radically every year, it's going to allow us to have more and more powerful nets that eventually approach the complexity of the human brain and all of the synapses and neurons in the human brain, and eventually surpass that. Add onto that the powerful thing of gathering data that's really valuable to train those neural nets. You've got a brain that's just exponentially growing in its power and ability. The second limitation or challenge that we're facing is robotics. And that is basically to mimic and to do the tasks that humans can do, but to do it better. In the past, we've had a lot of robots that tend to do just some type of repetitive task over and over and over. And then there's some robots can do several tasks, but they're still generally like, still narrow type of robots. What the big challenge is for robots to be more generalized, where they can do many different types of physical tasks. And there's still a lot of development and a lot of innovation that needs to happen on this front. But I think this transition is occurring. We're seeing a big boom in just robotics that are becoming more generalized. I think what we're seeing here is we're going to be seeing the merging of these two. Basically, you have the generalized physical robot that's able to do almost all the physical activities of a human being, but even better because they can be stronger, they don't get tired, etc. They have more dexterity, they don't like get old and their eyes don't, lose sight and etc. Basically super powered in their senses too. But you add on to that AI brains that eventually can be more powerful and smarter than even human brains. And what you got is you got basically the rollout of the robot AI revolution. And this rollout, first of all, the timing is kind of unclear. We don't know exactly what year, right, this rolls out, exactly how it's going to roll out, in what form or fashion. But what we do know is probably the robotaxi is going to be the first major rollout of the robot AI revolution. And this robot AI revolution is going to be huge. It's actually quite profound. And in many ways, it actually could be the most disruptive technology of all. And I think a lot of us and people in the world right now don't really grasp the coming implications. I think the possibilities are actually unlimited, and there's different directions that this could take. A lot of it is actually very exciting, where technology and innovation can lead to a lot of breakthroughs and actually can improve a lot of people's lives. In future videos, I'm going to be sharing some of the ideas I think can happen with the merging of AI plus robots. And also the potential I think that Tesla has going forward. Go ahead, subscribe if you want to be notified for more videos like that. However, on the flip side, I think there are concerns about this, and there's going to be need for regulation. Also, as robots become more and more powerful, not just powerful, but a lot smarter, this is going to lead to an incredibly different world that we know it. And I could go on for a long time, but I want to keep this video quite short just to introduce this idea that we're on the cusp of perhaps the biggest revolution in history, with the advent of the most disruptive technology in history, and that Tesla is in the middle of it. They're kind of, by accident in some ways, they found themselves in the forefront of real-world AI and unlocking kind of a robot entering the world, real world, with artificial intelligence. In some ways, it's very bullish also for Tesla's prospects, because this could be the beginning of a very, very long road of growth and innovation ahead. We shall see. All right, guys. Hope this video has been helpful. If it was, go ahead and like it. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also active on Twitter. Just search for Hey Dave 7 on Twitter, and we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.